This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The cabinet has approved the opening of 85 new Kendriya Vidyalaya across the country and the expansion of existing Kendriya Vidyalaya in Shivamogga, Karnataka by adding 2 additional sections in all the classes. The total estimated requirements of fund is 5,872.08 crore rupees. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashnavi Vaishnav said the opening of these new KV will provide an opportunity for around 82,560 students to receive affordable, high-quality education across the nation. This decision will lead to creation of 5,388 regular posts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that the 21st century belongs to East, to Asia and to India. Mr. Modi highlighted that several Northeastern cities have huge potential similar to other big cities in the country. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch a 100-day intensified campaign from Panchkula in Haryana to address the challenges of tuberculosis, incidence and mortality across the country. Chief Minister of Haryana Nayab Singh and Haryana's Health Minister Aarti Singh Rao will present at the event. The initiative will be implemented across 347 districts in 33 states and union territories. The 100-day campaign aimed to improve program performance on a key output indicator such as TB incident rates, diagnostic coverage and mortality rates. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that the government will fix the minimum support price at more than 50% of the production cost and also procure the produce from farmers. During the question hours in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Congress has previously denied farmers the minimum support price for their crops. He highlighted that, in contrast, the central government has consistently increased the MSP over the last decade. A 3-day special session of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly will be held in Mumbai from today to enable newly elected MLA to take oath and elect a speaker. The winter session of state legislature will be held in Nagpur from December 16 to 21. Newly elected MLA will sworn in today and tomorrow. The speaker's election will be held on Monday, followed by a trust vote of Devendra Fadnavis-led Mahayuti government. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will participate in Doha Forum in Qatar today. This is 22nd edition of the Doha Forum on the theme, The Innovation Imperative. Tomorrow, External Affairs Minister will travel to Bahrain. He will co-chair the 4th Indian-Bahrain High Joint Commission with his counterpart Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zahini. International have been advised to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of prevailing situation in West Asia nation. In an advisory, External Affairs Ministry has asked India currently in Syria to remain in touch with Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The Embassy Emergency Helpline number is +9639383 973 and email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. India has been chosen to chair the 68th session of the Commission on Narcotic Drugs. India's permanent representative to the UN in Vienna, Shambhu Kumaran, officially assumed the chairmanship of CND yesterday. The Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup will kick off today in Muscat, Oman with 10 teams participating in Continental Showpiece. And that is the end of this news bulletin.